Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in the Alexis K. Tyler Show.
I remember I went to this Red Lobster out there on Old National Highway, and they done closed it down, and I believe this got something to do with it. If I can't use the bathroom in the woman bathroom, I am going to go in the damn men bathroom. And if it had been men seeing me go in the bathroom, I just had like, I don't damn know, I walked right past it because I needed to get to a stall, and I mean quick. I go in and use the bathroom with them niggas in a minute. When I start using the bathroom, I'm finna get up, and all I seen was some black high-top boots, and I seen them checker pants that them cooks wear, so I knew it was a cook. This motherfucker was, I guess, had finished cooking them shrimp. And he came in the bathroom and started goddamn cooking up something else. I'm talking about some shit that smelled. Whatever slid out that man's ass, I don't know if it was a dead monkey. I don't know if it felt like he had a damn abortion, something died up in him and slid out. Boy, this motherfucker ass was so goddamn stinking, and the fumes started going high and low, going around the damn stall, coming through there, going through the lock. They unlocked the door, come through the stall in my damn bathroom, and I couldn't hardly take it. That boy was so stinking, that made me so goddamn mad, and I peeked. I couldn't even fit it. I looked through the crack to see him go up to the mirror so I could get a good look at his face.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, September 10th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, the technology to watch porn at work without your boss finding out is here. Hallelujah. Plus, waking up spice rubbed and fucking your dog by example. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Have a great show for you today. You know, at the top of the program, I got an email from Froggen, and he really misses the Sabotage Yahoo Answers segment we used to play on the show, so I thought maybe we should relaunch it again. I like how it goes away for a while, and then, you know, we bring it back occasionally. So Froggen has been busy on Yahoo Answers. He responded to someone's stupid question. CharlieMan214 wrote in, "I'm going to San Francisco in a couple of days. I will be homeless and jobless. Does anyone have any advice? Please don't joke or ridicule me. I have no other options. A lady's pit bull attacked me, which is why I'm able to fly there, but I won't have any money, and I chose San Francisco randomly because I will be homeless either way." That's fantastic logic. I'm going to take my last $300 and buy a plane ticket so I can be homeless in a different city. Anyways, DB listener Froggen replied to his question with some helpful advice. "As soon as you get there, make sure you show some skin. When a potential John asks for a price, be modest. Don't scare him off with a high price." Well, that's good advice. "When you're gobbling his cock, make sure not to let your gag reflex get the best of you. And if he has cock cheese, ignore it and pretend it's something pleasant, like cottage cheese." Very helpful. If you want to participate in Sabotage Yahoo Answers, all you have to do is come up with an offensive, stupid, or just crazy question. Post it, and we'll see what type of answers you get. Or you can answer other people's questions with your own recoculousness. If you want more information on how to play the game, great resource lies at freakypedia.net. Just search for Yahoo Answers. You can see examples and how the whole thing works. So there you go. Speaking of stupidity, guys, I want you to pull your pants down right now. I'll wait for you. Ladies, you do the same with one added step of strapping on a dildo, because you're going to want to anally rape every single person in this next audio clip. Honestly, I don't even think we'd go to jail for it, because once the court heard the audio, they'd be getting in line to rape them too. And it would be sweet. That's why I say rape is like candy. Rape tastes like butterscotch. To my dick. Alright, I don't know what I'm talking about. Do you guys know the group Earth First? It's a radical environmental advocacy group. They're basically militant. They have this pledge, no compromise in defense of Mother Earth. you know, they want to save the forest and everything. I think they're responsible for, like, car bombings and shit. They're wacky. But here they are. Oh, man, take a listen.
Deep in the woods of North Carolina, an extremist eco-group called Earth First bewails the violation of American nature.
I want to mourn the loss of all the old growth trees I've seen! And tell them that we love them!
I'm guessing she doesn't shave her armpits. Hippies. So yeah, this group Earth First is mourning the loss of trees and crying like little pussies.
And tell them that we love them and that we don't want them to die. That there are some people here who do care.
You know, the first time I heard this, I was like, this is fake. This has got to be fake. But then I did research and read all about the Earth First people.
So I want you to know that, trees.
Man.
That we care!
I bet you she uses cloth tampons. I had a friend who lived with two hippie girls, and they would put their bloody cloth maxi pads and tampons in the bathroom sink. Like, they'd fill the sink up with water and then soak their pads. And eventually, my friend was like, look, you can't do this. I can't have bloody pads in my bathroom sink. So they had a bucket outside the door that was filled with water that they would put it in. Oh, hippies are so disgusting. All right.
So I want you to know that, trees! That we care!
Okay.
I think we are deeply hurting in America. I think we are deeply craving answers. I think that we've lost...
You're not going to get any answers from dead trees!
...our identity. As we have evolved into technology and into industrialized society. Bring me to this cathedral. Bring me to...
Oh, she's talking about the forest, of course.
Bring me to this cathedral. Bring me to those guys. Bring me to this rock that has the most incredible life.
Oh, shut the fuck up! Oh, I hate when people do shit like that. She's elevating a rock to some sort of spiritual celestial level. It's a rock! You're not gonna find any answers in a rock. I hope to God you get cancer of the cunt, and the doctor asks you what kind of treatment you want. Technology and medication? Or do you want to try healing your pussy by rubbing a rock up and down your snatch? It wasn't a rock. It was a rock? Lobster! Alright, we get it. You love the environment. You want to protect the environment. You want to save the environment. I don't know how you're going to save the environment when you're all just crying around trees, but whatever.
Bring me to this cathedral. Bring me to those guys. Bring me to this rock that has the most incredible life. That makes me feel alive.
The rock has an incredible life.
I've looked at clear cuts in burnt forest, and I've felt outraged, but I didn't scream and I didn't cry. And I need to.
Yeah.
Ah!
And scene. Oh, they're freaks. A couple more clips here. This is a real short one. It's a black guy pounding a white girl, and he's got one thing to say about
pretty.
That.
That's pretty.
Oh.
That's pretty.
Oh.
That's pretty. Oh,
that's pretty. It's very pretty.
That's pretty. That's pretty. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Just thought that was kind of a funny clip. Oh, here is a clip from an Indian reality show or game show or something, and the contestant doesn't want to speak to the woman, and so the woman gets pissed off and slaps the contestant, and then the male contestant slaps her back, and that's when insanity ensues.
The thing is that we don't want to talk with you, actually.
Why don't you go and fuck off then?
All right, well, I think she maybe overreacted. All they said was, you know, we don't want to talk to you. Go fuck yourself!
Why don't you go and fuck off then?
You go.
Oh, and then he said, you go, and then that's when she's going to slap him. All right, she just slapped him, and now he's going to slap her in retaliation. And then he loses it. He starts screaming, how could she slap me?
How can you slap?
How can you slap?
You mad or what, bloody?
How can she slap? How can she slap me?
How can you slap, bloody? Fucker! Bastard! Bloody bastard!
Yes, the whole crew is swarming on this guy and tackling him and beating him up.
You bastard! How did you get up? I'll fuck you right now! You fucking bastard! I'm fucking dead!
How can she slap?
What is this? Mother Chief Branches, you.
How can she slap me, sir? How can she slap me?
How can she slap me, sir?
How can she slap me?
Crazy ethnic people! And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now.
Hi, I'm Kim Henson's mother. Please sign up for the sideshow. It's only $5 goddamn. Don't let my baby go hungry on the street. Sign up now. Superfreak Sideshow.com.
Yes, thank you, Mom. Superfreaksideshow.com. It's Distorted Views member site. Full access to the entire archive of programs, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Yesterday we did an exclusive show. Today we've got a video cast for Sideshow Freaks. If you want to check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. This is a strange one. Stick with me here. This story comes from Fresno, California. A burglar who broke into a home just east of Fresno rubbed food seasoning over the body of one of two men as they slept in their rooms, and then used an 8-inch sausage to whack the other man on the face and head before running out of the home. Well, actually, I don't understand. Get Don on the phone. If you're going to burgle a house, you'd think you'd want something like a knife or a gun, not spice rub and a Pepperidge Farm sausage. They must be noobs. Lieutenant Ian Bermond, describing the crime as one of the strangest he's ever heard of, said a suspect was found hiding in a nearby field a few minutes later and taken into custody on suspicion of residential robbery. Deputies, he said, had no problem linking the suspect to the crime. Quote, "It seems the guy ran out of the house wearing only a t-shirt, boxer shorts, and socks, leaving behind his wallet with his ID," said the police officer. Arrested was Antonio Vasquez Jr., 21, of Fresno. The victims, both farm workers, told deputies they were awakened by a stranger applying Pappy's seasoning to one of them and striking the other with a sausage. Both the spices and the sausage, the police officer said, reportedly were obtained from the victim's kitchen. After the man fled, the victim discovered the home had been ransacked and that some money was taken. Bermond said the money was recovered, but that the piece of sausage used in the attack was discarded by the suspect and eaten by a dog. That's right, the dog ate the weapon, Bermond said. I tell you, this was one weird case. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from Grand Junction, Colorado. A Castle Rock man is accused of having sex with a dog and then forcing a 7-year-old boy to watch and take notes. Because you're next. I'm only going to show this to you once. Jason Lee McRoberts, 30, was in court Thursday in Grand Junction where the alleged incident occurred. According to a police affidavit, the boy stayed with the man from August to December 2007. It was during this time that the boy said Jason had sex with a male dog named Jojo in the bedroom of a... Not that Jojo.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
No, that's Ubu. Ubu is a dog, just like Jojo, but no one had sex with Ubu, I don't think. Anyways, back to the story here. The boy told police that Jason instructed him to watch because he should learn how to do it himself. County District Attorney Pete Hautzinger said he's never seen anything like this case before. Someone has never listened to Distorted View. Every week there's a new man-fucks-dog story. McRoberts, a former resident of Grand Junction, is undergoing investigation on a felony obscenity charge and posted a $1,000 cash bond after his hearing Thursday. He's also wanted, of course, on a Grand Junction police warrant for indecent exposure, according to the police affidavit. Hautzinger told the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel that it is not clear whether McRoberts will face any child abuse counts. No, he shouldn't. All he wanted to do was make a 7-year-old fuck a dog. That's not abuse, that's hot. The alleged incident came to light in June when the boy's mother said she caught her son trying to have sex with the family dog. Oh, that's funny. This Jason guy should be a, like, algebra teacher or something. He has a way of getting to the kids. They actually learn from him. Yes, the boy's mother said she caught her son trying to have sex with the family dog and told her that he learned how from Jason. The boy and his mother live in Texas. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. Great news for masturbators worldwide. Especially if you have a nosy partner or boss who's always up in your shit. You can now jerk off in peace. Yes, with both Microsoft and Google introducing new private browsing features in their internet browsers, employers are concerned that it will lead to an increase in recreational browsing by employees. In fact, you may have heard this by now, that many pundits in the industry are affectionately naming the feature Porno Mode, as it gives users the ability to view adult sites without leaving any evidence. Good! No one needs to know that you're getting off to, like, the Mini-Me sex tape or whatever, which is now available online. Sexwithmini.com. Anyways, yes, these features have no doubt been introduced by demand and on the back of society's growing concern over protecting individual privacy rights. Many people believe that an individual's private activity on the internet should remain private as long as it's legal and acceptable within that society. Blah, 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 blah. Anyways, businesses are freaked out that employees are going to be jerking off on the clock, which is gross and sticky, but the COO of WebSpy, Lagos Zavros, said it should be emphasized that the new features are purely aimed at the home market. Most organizations will have web proxy servers or firewalls, all capable of capturing and logging traffic as it flows through the company. Individual users will not be able to bypass this and blah, 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 who cares? So feel safe in knowing that you're probably not going to have to walk in, you know, someone's cubicle while they're watching porn. Ted, do you have the Carrington file over there?
Yep, it's over here.
Wow, that feels
good.
Oh,
thank you so much. Ooh. I just needed to finish up. Oh my God, like what are you that. Watching? Ooh. I didn't think you were going to come over
That's
right wild. Now. Well, I said I needed
you
the file.
Me
no, you just asked where it was at. Oh my God, it's
oh, baby, I'm
going to
get it. I'm going to get it.
She got it all right. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All righty, let's check in with my freaky dickies.
What's up, Timbo? This is the S-Man from Milwaukee. Question for you. Is it still granny sex if it's like a 40-year-old and her kids have kids?
Well,
technically it is,
but I don't really consider granny porn until they hit, like, you know, the late 60s. Late 60s,
granny
I think.
Sex, but, you know, she's not old and wrinkly and her fucking pussy doesn't smell like.
No.
Just, yeah,
cougar sex.
That quickly.
Panther
hope
sex.
You can get to it on your voicemail. Oh, and I gotta say, I loved Granny on Granny Action Pad. Posted a few weeks back. Excellent video or sound clip. I just don't know what it is. I love grannies. I just love to fuck grandmas. But I hate driving. So, at least that's up.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's see what else we got here today.
What up, Jimmy?
What up?
DNB here from Denver. just catching up on shows and heard you mention the story about the news channel that had some recent firings, and one of them was because they called Martin Luther King Martin Luther Coon.
That's right.
Did you happen to catch the station? It's KTNB. TNB.
Yes.
Chagoo.
I did. Someone else pointed that out, too. Yes, the station's letters are KTNB.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Derek. I was just
noticing that on an episode of South Park, and I'm not going to say Wing. Don't worry, not Wing. There was a character named Coswald, who was kind of a stickler. It was the father of the homeschool kids. And
okay.
It makes me think that Cornswald was designed after that. So,
oh, no.
I don't know.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow member Meredith from San Diego. I just had my, moment. You know you're a freak when a car full of juggalos pulls up and hollers at you, hey, baby. And the first thing you think is, oh, my God, I got to tell Tim. Later, Tim. Bye.
Juggalos. Ugh, all right. Were they all in their clown makeup and stuff? Hey, baby.
Hey, Tim. Just calling to let you know that you're not my type. And that you're always bragging about your looks and going on and on about how hot your body is.
Well, I don't think I've ever done that, ever.
Going on and on about how hot your body is.
Furthermore, I'm everyone's type.
Is.
If you're a listener of this program, I will fuck you. And if I haven't gotten to you yet, it means your time is coming. C-U-M.
Hey, Tim, for the listeners that are asking you what, Jigoo means and what some of the other stuff
are, wiki.
Because they've kind of lost track of the show and have come back a little confused. If they want to look at the DV Wikipedia page, last time I was there, which was a couple weeks ago, it was actually pretty in-depth. So.
Oh, on the Wikipedia website, yes. And I think someone has taken all that information and put it into the new Freakypedia.net website. So,
hello there. Hi. I am a serious business person.
Oh.
And my secretary just got back to me. We were listening
Well,
to
obviously he is a very serious businessman if he has a secretary. He just said so himself.
Listening to an older version of your show.
Okay.
And it came across to my accountant that there was a bonus episode, I believe it was a Monday, that I did not pay for.
Oh, well, then I'm going to need that money ASAP.
I'm going to get with accounts receivable
yes,
on that.
You really should.
Also, Yoon, that singer Yoon, one of my staff informs me that she was on an episode of South Park. Also, I'm getting some incoming advice from my staff that a Wikipedia page would be good.
Okay, all right. Enough of this. That is all the time. Horrible voicemails today. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is he no God?
I want to mourn the loss of all the old growth.
Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. Sideshow Freaks got a video cast for you a little bit later today. We'll see you back tomorrow, though, for the big Thursday show. Until then, bye, everybody.
And I don't mean to piss you off. Things I might say. When I try to shut my mouth, they come out anyway. And if you spoke your mind, you might feel more connected. Until
warlocks are enemies of God. And I don't care what kind of hero they are. They're an enemy of God. And had it been in the Old Testament, Harry Potter would have been put to death.